Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the second verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين.
The unmarried woman or unmarried man found guilty of sexual intercourse, lash each one of them with 100 lashes, and do not be taken by pity for them in the religion of Allah, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day, and let a group of the believers witness their punishment.
الزانية والزاني فجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلد. The fornicatress and the fornicator, scourge you each one of them with 100 stripes. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Let not pity for them withhold you from enforcing the sentence of Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you believe in Allah and the Last Day. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And let a party of the believers witness their punishment. Now, according to the conditions of the persons, there are different judgments of fornication. In this verse, only one of its cases is referred to. The case that if a celibate man or woman commits fornication, each of them will be flogged with 100 stripes. But if a person who has spouse and commits adultery, the punishment is stoning to death. If someone who has spouse, but he or she cannot reach him or her, for example, the spouse is behind bars, and commits fornication, the judgment of stoning to death is changed to stripes. The Holy Quran counts fornication as an indecency and horrible deed and prohibits it where it says, and do not approach fornication. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. And it counts the abundance of fornication as a sign for the true servants of Allah, where it says, the faithful servants of the beneficent Allah are those who nor commit fornication. And again, it considers the avoidance of committing this sin as the condition for the allegiance with the Prophet ﷺ, as in other occurrence, the Quran says, O Prophet, when believing women came unto thee, taking oath of allegiance unto thee, that they will neither steal nor commit adultery. After this general statement of the verse, the first decisive and determining ordinance about fornicatress and fornicator is presented. It says, الزَّانِيَةُ الزَّانِي فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدٍ. The fornicatress and the fornicator, scourge you each one of them with 100 stripes. To emphasize more, the Quran adds, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Let not pity for them withhold you from enforcing the sentence of Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you believe in Allah and the last day. And finally, at the end of the verse, to conclude this divine punishment, another matter is added, where it says, وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And let a party of the believers witness their punishment.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as a matter of fact, this verse contains three commandments, the second verse, I mean. The first commandment is the ordinance of punishing fornicatress and fornicator. The purpose of fornication is unlawful sexual intercourse. The second point, and the second actually commandment, is emphasis on the matter of not being moved by compassion and sentiments at the time of executing divinely prescribed punishments. These sentiments and kindness yield as result only corruption and defilement in society. But to deactivate the motivation of such sentiments, the surah brings up the issue of belief in Allah and the Day of Judgment, because the sign of belief in origin and resurrection is absolute resignation to Allah's commandment. So the belief in the Lord of the world, who is all-knowing, all-wise, makes man know that each commandment is based on a philosophy and wisdom and is not legislated without any reason. Having faith in resurrection causes man to feel responsibility for violations and transgressions of the society. So here is an interesting tradition that must be noted carefully. The Prophet ﷺ says, on the Day of Judgment, some of the rulers who have decreased one stripe from the divinely prescribed punishment will be fetched. They will be questioned why they had done such a thing. They will answer, for having mercy on your servants. And Allah will say, did you show more mercy to them than I did? And the command of throwing him into the fire will be issued. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.